Hello, welcome to Dungeon Stories. This is episode 9. I was going to say more, but I forgot what I was going to say. So I'll just introduce myself. I'm Norin, the Dungeon Master.
Hi, I'm Eva. I play Lyle, a human ranger.
My name is Courtney, and I play Ave. She is a wood elf druid, Circle of the Shepherd.
My name is Jake, and I play Libby, a human cleric that's life knowing.
I'm Courtney, playing Elena, the Eladrin fighter, druid, vampire. I'm going to accrue more titles as this goes on.
You're also warden of the Kalan Empire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also warden as well. Warden, vampire.
I'm Bailey. I play Diana, the tiefling divine sorcerer.
Elena will be like Daenerys by the end.
Yeah.
Breaker of chains,
yeah.
Mother of
and Lyle
yeah.
is Jon Snow.
Yeah. This is Lyle.
We're just gonna shift and be like, do it. And then
this
Hannah
is Lyle.
And
the ranger.
We're gonna be related.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone.
But that was a heavy spoiler.
Okay, that's all over Facebook though. Like,
but by the time
that.
We put this out, it will have been many weeks. Since
no.
we found
it
out.
It's been like last season.
Yeah. Well, I know we found out season 7, but I mean, maybe people are just. Whatever.
I'm just
okay.
Like,
now you know.
It came out in 2011. If you're just starting to watch it now, I'm sorry.
Dungeon Stories is not Game of Thrones spoiler free in the future. Warning.
Yeah, we make lots of jokes.
We'll put our Game of Thrones spoiler warning after.
But don't worry.
That's a really big one.
Okay,
but now it's there.
Now it's there. Now people will know in the future.
But don't worry, we never do Star Wars spoilers. That's not our thing.
And we will not be doing Endgame spoilers.
Yeah.
I would rather kill myself.
We're not spoiling
Endgame for anyone.
I'll kill one of you if you spoil it.
We really should script this intro.
Oh, God. That's fine. Anyway.
Last episode, the Revengers made their way into the heart of a volcano.
What? I had to blow my nose!
Hey, shh.
We're all
this is a fucking
disaster.
That's
not in the script.
Yeah, there's
script.
Like a teleprompter in front of us. Blow nose. Okay.
We're getting too comfortable with
this.
The Revengers made their way into the elemental plane of fire, attempting to track down the next relic of the ancient, Scorchlight the Devastator. They made their way into the City of Brass and to Cinderforge Stronghold. The kind of museum of Ruzan the Afridi. Ruzan had a vast collection of magic items and various creatures, some native to the fire plane, others not at all, but they seemed to be well taken care of, and he said that he would trade them Scorchlight the Devastator for a phoenix. If the Revengers could bring him a phoenix, then he would trade them the sword for it. So they set off with Captain Yormund, one of Ruzan's personal friends, made their way through across the City of Fire, the Sea of Fire, to a volcano, which they made their way into. Inside this volcano, they saw effigies, religious symbols, left by fire newts and salamanders, of which the Revengers have just slain, 15.
It was genocide.
Well, I mean, we're gonna go kill their god now.
Oh my god, it really is.
So, I mean, if we do them first, they don't have to suffer through me.
It's
true.
Definitely
we'll
get it that way.
It's
better. But yeah, so within this volcano, deep inside it, approaching the heart of it, the Revengers have just finished battle with fire newts and salamanders. And that's where we'll pick up.
What do we want to do?
Rest. Keep going. Oh, okay.
We could take a short rest.
I personally would like to rest.
Like a long rest?
I don't care.
Because okay.
I used one of my arrow charges in one of my spell slots, which I'm a ranger, so I don't have a long.
You get those back after a short rest?
No, I get them back after a long rest. So, it's up to everyone else, but that's my preference.
I mean, we haven't been here that long. And we have 3 days and 2 nights before the guys will leave, right? So they're leaving on the 3rd night.
You have 2 nights. You have
right
this night and then the next night.
So
And then
they'll leave
when they wake up in the morning, they're out. So you have time basically for one long rest. Wherever you want to place it, you about have time for one.
Well, then we should have kept that guy and asked him where the phoenix was. Let's
well,
just keep going.
Let's see, yeah, maybe we're closer to the phoenix than we think we are.
Do we want to take a short
Can I, like, this cavern, is there, like, a hall at the end of it? Like,
yeah, so there's a hall, the tunnel that you came through, and then there's one at the far end. There are six of those bone sculpture effigies. Three on either side of the tunnel on the far end.
Okay, I would like to just go to the tunnel at the beginning of it and kind of look around for, like, traps or, like, you know, anything that maybe the phoenix is this
okay.
way.
Yeah, sure. Make a perception check.
Perception?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to start burying the bodies.
Sorry, I think we're fooling them. So, as you approach, there are more of the tracks going down this way, but they're not super fresh. It looks like these have been kind of like more of like a general wear than like a recent like excursion. Yeah, but it definitely looks like this is a tunnel that is used a lot. And as far as signs of like a phoenix is this way, the way that the effigies are set up, there's almost like there's three of them side by side on the left and the right of this tunnel pointing down into it.
So like phoenix this way is what I'm getting.
And the effigies are sort of bird shaped. The way that the rib cages have been cracked outwards and the salamander skulls have been placed to look like beaks.
Okay. Yeah, so it kind of looks like the phoenix is probably this way. This tunnel looks like it's used a lot. That's what I'm getting.
I wonder if this is a temple. Or if
okay.
it's like a...
It's a volcano.
Live here.
Well,
that we know for sure.
Yes,
it's
Elena.
If
you
were
that was,
infinite wisdom.
That was... that was,
Anyway...
Maybe we should script the show.
So what do we want to do? Do we want to rest? Do we want to keep going?
I'm good to keep going.
Yeah, let's keep going. Okay, let's go.
We're using Sword Coast soundscapes to do ambient noise.
Episode 9.
We are also
all fall apart.
Sorry, I forgot to mention that at the beginning.
We are also all using D&D Beyond, great resource.
That is also happening.
It's good. It's all good. It's all good. The information's all out there.
Now back in the game, the Avengers are walking down the hallway. Is that what was said?
Let's move stealthily. Yeah.
Oh, I want to look at the bodies really fast. I didn't think that.
Go ahead and make an investigation check.
And I'll just say a quick prayer as I'm, like, looking, too. I'll just be like, may Anitatus take your soul or whatever.
Or whatever. But mostly DM gold.
Yeah, mostly.
Investigation.
Yeah.
21.
Another second level.
21.
No, I was wondering if you can cast it and if it's still going.
Oh, I cast it before the fight.
So
like, right,
it hasn't been an hour.
So
the fight was only probably, like, 20 seconds, honestly. Yeah, we really wiped them out before they...
So, as you are kind of digging through the body of this, of these, the fire newts, they have the obsidian shields that they're wearing, as well as, like, obsidian swords. The spears are pretty well crafted as well.
Are they obsidian?
They look to be actually brass on the spears.
Could sell some of this stuff.
Probably sell some of it, yeah. You also find like loose bones. And they look to be of various creatures. Some of them like like exoskeletons of like fire beetles and stuff like that.
Okay.
I'm gonna see if Ave wants those for her herb thing.
I only do plants.
Okay.
What
I don't know if they were like supply.
I don't fuck with that corpse shit.
It's more botany than it is.
Okay.
I don't know, necromancy. I don't know what else uses dead bodies.
That's it.
Okay.
They don't have like gold.
I'm gonna take a bite out of the beetle shell.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
really crunchy.
It's just the shell. It's not even like.
And it tastes kind of like burnt toast, but not like, but like heavily burnt toast.
Well, can't taste the butter.
Can't taste the butter. Nothing could save this toast. This
snack.
Is trash toast.
All right. So
we still have the pass without trace up.
Yes, because
yeah.
So you had it before you go down.
Stealth.
So yes, you can stealth with plus 10.
Ooh. I got
25.
22. 29.
26.
19. 19. Oh, awesome. Yeah, you guys are super stealthy as you make your way across. As you're going down deeper into this tunnel, it starts to wind and starts to grow increasingly hot. Even through the amulets, you start to feel it. Not enough to make you have to roll saving throws, because that would negate the point of the amulets, and they're cool. But enough where you can start to feel like a little warm.
Yeah.
It's like a summer's day for you guys. For everyone else, for Diana, Elena, Ave, go ahead and make constitution saving throws again. You can still do damage because you have the resistance to fire damage. Remember that when you get dealt fire damage. That's half.
Okay.
You need to be sure.
19, 18.
So
I think I'm good, but
okay.
Thanks.
You
know,
just
saying
those
words.
14. Yeah, you guys are all good. You managed to shrug that off still.
Exhaustion.
And
no,
you guys
I really wanted to rest, but it's okay.
Descend into the tunnel comes to a stop with these two stone double doors here. Around the domes, kind of an arch of bones kind of forming this archway over it. The skull of a giant bird placed above in the center, kind of like the keystone to this bone arch.
Can I look for tracks? See if there's another boulder trap.
Yeah, go ahead and make a perception.
Don't tell us if there's a button.
I don't see anything.
Well, looks good.
I'll listen against the door and see if I can hear anything on the other side.
Make a perception
yeah,
check.
Yeah, I have 4.
That's
a beautiful skull.
Annotatus, annotatus, annotatus. Well, I also hear nothing. Perception? 10, 14.
14? You hear kind of like the crackle of flames coming from the other side, but that's been pretty constant.
Guys, there's fire.
You don't say.
He does have tongues, so if it's language, you would hear the language.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like. Doesn't sound like language.
Definitely fire.
Thanks, Libby.
What are you looking for, Abby?
Traps. Because
okay.
I don't know if I trust their. They've not proven to be super perceptive in the past, so I just want to double check. Calm down. 24.
24. You notice above the door there looks to be a like a slit of some kind that looks like something might come out of
lava.
I'm gonna make everybody aware of that.
Which should can we plug it up?
Is the
it
door
tall?
Are there handles on the door?
It looks like there's no handles, it looks like they push inward.
We going in?
Oh, we gotta be careful.
I think it's already being pushed in.
Are you actually doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna stand back.
Yeah, stand back like against
yeah,
the wall.
Yeah, I was not even close to
back against the wall.
Libby, as you push the doors open, Avi, you watch as the slit above the door rises and out pours a stream of
okay,
lava.
Okay, son of a bitch, Libby.
Elena was looking for rocks to throw at the door.
Libby, make a dexterity saving throw.
Jesus.
Oh, no, it was nice knowing everyone.
Pushed it from afar.
We could have.
I was looking for rocks to just chuck at it.
I think I have a spell
that I could have pushed it open?
If I use luck, do I have to use the new one?
You
or
choose.
You can choose.
I have
and it's a saving throw?
Yeah, dexterity saving throw. So I'm looking in the glossary to find a lot of damage of the Dungeon Master Guide.
Oh,
ending a campaign. That seems fitting for
it.
I'm just kidding. It's not that bad.
Oh,
well,
God.
I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but I don't think that's really going to help.
Do you get to add anything?
No.
I have Cure Wounds. I'll Cure Wounds you.
Could
yeah,
you do
which is
Guidance?
No, because it's a saving throw. It's not an ability check, so...
Oh, God.
Yeah, you just stop.
What'd you get?
So, one of them was a natural one. It got worse every time.
Oh.
You only used
13.
Twice. You only used luck twice.
No, I used luck. Oh, yeah.
Well,
I could use it one more time.
I think technically you could only do it once. I was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
I think I was bending the rules the time.
And honestly, it just. I think when you do that, like, fate kind of intervenes and makes you fail anyway, so.
Okay, well, it was 13.
Well,
it's like,
it's against you.
Yeah, it's like, no, you can't.
I hope I die, and then I can make another character.
Oh, yeah.
That's the fun part.
Jesus.
No, we'll just bring Okeon
so
back.
You
don't get
what'd
you
get?
Character.
13.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Don't worry, I have Cure Wounds.
I don't know if that
we
would
have
mean
a diamond.
Enough. Well, if it, like, incinerates your body, there's nothing to bring
so
back.
Just so that you know, being submerged in lava, like lava falling off top of your head and surrounding you, is 18d10.
Okay.
Does he move? Are you just standing there, or are you moving out of the way so he can
I
help?
I got a 13. I rolled.
Failed the dexterity saving throw.
Well, I mean, like, is he staying in the lava? Has he moved away from
well,
it?
Well, I'm assuming
I mean,
if
I
it
assume,
hits
as
me
as
and I survive,
as
I'll move.
Yeah,
out
as soon as it, like, pours on him, he's like, I'm out of there.
but it's still poured on.
3.
Yeah.
This is 9.
Oh, Jesus. You're going to kill yourself.
I literally Lord found
character
the trap, told you it was there, and you
this
fucking did it.
Well,
anyways.
I mean... you bastard.
Please.
You don't... I refuse to let you make a new character. You have to have an old one. You can't get
if Okeanos comes back, can I have my magic wonder rope again?
No.
You can't get Okeanos back until we replace you with someone else.
I'll come back. I'll be like, so you said stop sending letters. I don't know what that means.
I think he's probably dead already. I don't know if you have to keep rolling.
Maybe I'm just unconscious.
81 points of fire damage.
He's alive!
Yeah.
You guys watch as Libby pushes open the doors, lava streams out, drenching him, and he falls.
I heard.
How much hit points do you have?
No, I have 93.
Oh my
God.
You get covered in lava and kind of push back.
You motherfucker, are you kidding me?
Yes,
so now we should probably.
I would
see doors that you
but they're open
push
now.
Open.
Fog and hell.
Yeah, it probably was painful. I probably screamed.
Oh my God.
Okay, you fucked us all over.
Well, he fucked himself over. We're all good.
Mostly him, but also us, because he just, like, opened the door.
And we
so
don't have our clerics now.
Was it? So, I have... Fire resistance would have done anything, right?
Fire resistance would have halved it.
Okay, so what would half of that have been?
Well, it was 83, right?
It was 81. So it would have been 40.
Yeah. Yeah, 40.
Okay. Not half yet.
You're not bloody
yet.
But the Phoenix is definitely gonna hit hard.
Ooh, there's gold.
Is Death Ward a concentration spell?
Nope.
Okay.
I just cast it.
You guys position yourselves.
Well,
there.
Libby's in front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Covered in.
Lyle's gonna be behind.
Elena
him
was like over here looking for rocks.
Probably rushed up to administer aid.
They watched
know
me getting joused in lava. I thought I was going to die, and then I walked out. Like,
I probably rushed forward to Libby.
Is
too
the lava
so
still coming out?
Kind of close.
No,
but
no,
not
no
close.
Once it dumped out, it had been
spent.
That was the end of it.
Okay, guys, that was incredibly painful.
So, okay. Is there actually a pile of gold?
Okay, literally.
No, the pile of gold in the center there is actually
going
to be
a pile of
gold.
Think about your actions and
have
the consequences that they may have in the future.
So, Libby, just to, like,
we got the door.
Jake.
Yeah,
my
dad.
That isn't gold.
Oh, that's lame.
The pile of gold that you see in the center there on the map is actually a pile of bones.
It's bird feet.
So you guys, as the doors are pushed open and once Libby and the lava are out of the way, you see inside you, like, volcanic rock sprawled out in front of you, this sea of lava kind of forming this ring. There are various, like, stalagmites and stalactites sticking up. Little, like, geysers, four of them placed throughout, that are pouring out smoke, kind of obscuring vision in those areas.
Oh,
what? Oh, person.
So,
this is like little dead people.
That could have been me.
In the center of the lava ring is a pile of bones. Various, like, animal bones, bones of creatures. You see four salamanders surrounding it. And in the center on the pile of bones.
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah.
All right.
I bought this toy to be our feature.
It's a toy? It's not even a miniature.
It's not even
a
miniature.
It's just a toy.
No, all the Phoenix miniatures I found were tiny.
Really?
How big is it?
They were for like little bird sizes. So it's a huge creature.
Ah, fuck. Okay.
So
if we kill it, it will be small.
Yeah, so the Phoenix Stablock actually has it as gargantuan, but I couldn't find anything that big, so this one's going to be huge. It'll be the same stats, but it's just a little smaller.
Oh, but it's
it was
not
like
gargantuan.
It was the runt of the litter. Or it's
the
a dwarf.
The runt of the ash.
It was just, it's a dwarf.
Maybe
Phoenix.
It's already been dead and it hasn't fully grown. So
yeah.
It's not.
So it's huge yet. But yeah, all the miniatures I found for it were like bird size. You know, like, for like the size of like a regular hawk miniature. So they were just like medium creatures. And I was like, that's not going to work. So I had to buy this toy instead.
It works, though.
What?
That would have been so funny if you mentioned. This is gargantuan.
Yeah.
All right, I think.
Don't get me on.
So, this is what you guys see looking in. Let's roll initiative.
I've never rolled so well before.
So low or so
well?
So well.
Does it look like you can
pick
us out? 21. 20.
Oh, nice. 21,
too. Okay, who has
sure.
the higher
dice? Me.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
The toy's so cute.
No. God didn't want you to do that with your dice, so.
Oh my god.
No.
You put it in your mouth.
No, I put this one.
Courtney, Jake, would you guys get?
10.
Me? Or?
No.
No, she got 21.
Yeah.
Oh, you got 21. Sorry, Eva and Jake.
Six.
Oh,
okay.
10 and 6.
I think that's the worst I've ever rolled.
You were really
good. You have advantage on initiative.
Yeah,
and
I rolled a 2 and a 3.
Damn it, Eva.
She was really concerned. Lyle was like, oh no.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to pass these out. I'm 1.
Oh,
shit. Jeez.
So you're still 2. I thought I was gonna be 2. You're
yeah,
right.
that's a 26
yeah,
on the initiative
three.
Here.
I should be
sorry, that was a bad throw.
Yeah, Elaine is 2. Diana's 3. Avi's 4. Libby's 5.
I made it going no closer. I'm so sorry.
And Lyle is 6.
Sorry, Phoenix, but you're going down.
Is he?
Well,
if he's going first, though,
she,
is the thing.
It, yeah, but it's totes weak.
Don't assume it's gender.
Also, can we see its gender?
It just has a giant, you know.
You can't really see regular birds' genders either, you know.
Are we deciding
you don't
that...
see, like, a crow flying around its dick, like, flapping its wings?
Well, this is a magic bird.
We've kind of established that we're going to have to kill this thing, right?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it's going to just come with us willingly.
Okay.
And how are we going to haul that back?
I was going to ask earlier. Since the guy that runs the museum knew what we were doing, and the captain is his personal friend, does the captain's boat have some kind of, like, a cage or something?
I have shackles.
I have dimensional
shackles.
Is there a cage on the boat too, though? Or do we just have to shackle it to something? And
well,
it can get out.
There's a cargo hold.
Well, when it gets reborn, is it going to be all naked and, like...
Yeah, if it's a baby phoenix,
so,
we're not in the center of the volcano, right? Like,
does
like
it keep its consciousness?
You're not like in the main level. Like, otherwise, this would be like Yeah, so you still like you're not like in the lava
center
pool. There's just like a ring of it around.
The dimensional shackles are like it won't get out.
But even if its feet are shackled, I'm scared it's still gonna try to like. I don't know, peck us with, like, other stuff like that, you know?
Just flap its wings and fly away just with
chain feet. I mean, I don't think that it really can.
It can't move in the shackles?
They can't use any method of extra-dimensional movement, including teleportation or travel to a different plane of existence. They don't prevent the creature from passing through an interdimensional portal. You and any creature you designate when you use the shackles can use an action to remove them. Once every 30 days, the bound creature can make a DC 30 strength check. On a success, the creature breaks free and destroys the shackles.
I would never break free.
I could break free.
Okay. So the phoenix that is sitting atop this pile of bones here.
It's going through its teenager emo phase.
Yeah.
It has like feathers.
It's got feathers down its sleeping veins in front of its face.
My chemical runners.
Is huge, kind of like all consuming fire. It has like a less kind of physical form than you would have assumed, as it's mostly made of crackling fire. The salamanders that you see in here have their spears look a little fancier than the salamanders you fought in the other room. They're adorned with phoenix feathers coming off of them, and they look to be brass kind of inlaid with obsidian. So they look a little bit tougher than the ones that you had fought previously in the other room. These seem to be kind of like high priests. You kind of get that vibe from the robes that they're wearing as well.
And they know we're here, I'm guessing?
They do. They heard Libby scream as a lava poured over him.
I'm just saying, I'm kind of
how
boss.
Far away are they approximately? Are they going with the same initiative turn as the Phoenix?
No, they're not.
Okay.
Oh, which means I need you.
Okay. I was like, so are they both just going first?
No,
or?
Sorry. I forgot about that. We'll put them last. They actually, I mean, they didn't roll that well anyway. Okay, so the phoenix is first.
Great. Love it.
And Libby's in front.
Libby's in front.
I can take it.
Can you, though? How high is the... Is there, like, a ceiling in here? How high is it?
It's about... 60 feet tall.
This giant eagle, like, you can bird it out.
The giant eagle has like 20 hit points for some reason.
Can this guy sit on this? I don't know.
Probably not.
He's just gonna fall off.
He's too heavy.
No!
Stop!
What are you doing?
I was trying to make it work.
No, it wasn't gonna work.
He could fly 120 feet.
Could he stand on this? It's a bit wider.
Oh, he might be able to.
No.
Yay.
Hey, there we go. What do you use that?
Just to demonstrate that he is flying.
Yes, he's going to swoop up into the air. and he's going to caw intimidatingly.
Is that his action? Helpful.
He's going to be holding his fiery talons action for if one of you get within range of him.
Okay. What is within range?
We're all not melee fighters.
Like, what is the range?
15 feet.
All you are.
Okay. So that's his turn. He kind of swoops up, hovering about like 10, 15 feet above the pile of bones in the center. Elena.
Oh, no. Okay.
So the wobble...
Oh, so he wasn't actually, like, doing an intimidation action or anything?
No.
Okay.
So this... Here, this lava ring kind of forms a U. There's like one path into it other than leaping on the lava stones there. And it's difficult terrain because of the way that the volcanic rock and obsidian is jutted out there.
Okay, so 5, 10, 15.
Okay, so you come up next to Libby, 20, go past him.
25. 30.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
So you come up and you enter the chamber here.
Okay. Is the phoenix, does it look aggressive?
Well.
Okay. It's on fire.
Yes, it does.
Intimidatingly.
Okay, I don't know if I should do this. Oh, fuck. Okay.
When you're not sure, you should always do it.
Well, then I'm gonna
really
pull out my oath.
It worked out for me. Oh, wait.
If it dies, okay, question. If the phoenix dies, even, like, if it's reborn, but it technically dies, right?
For your oath, Bo?
Wouldn't that just be great?
It dies, like, it has to be reborn.
But it's technically also dead.
It says here, when the phoenix dies... So
okay.
So your enemy dies,
and that's with it states in the oath, right?
Yeah,
until your enemy dies.
Until it dies.
Okay, then yes.
Until dawn, 7 days later. Okay, so I'll pull it out and say swift death.
Yeah, so it's different. Like with Draven, it's like when it reaches zero hit points, this happens. But with the phoenix, it says when it dies.
Yeah.
So I would say yes, the phoenix actually dies.
Okay.
For the purpose of the oath, bow.
I'll say swift death to wrong me and take. I'll fire two arrows at. Phoenix.
Okay.
Oh my god.
We should have rested, you guys.
It's too late now.
So,
we could have, but.
So. 26 for one and 13 for the other one, so I don't think.
26 hits, 13 misses.
To be honest.
And you, with dark vision, don't have to worry about it because the phoenix sheds bright light.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are fine for your dark vision. And it's not sunlight, so Lane is also fine.
I'm glad I didn't follow the fire.
So 20 points of damage.
Okay.
What if I was in? Oh, what if I look
like
is that for both of them?
Like when
you only get
one.
Okay. So you run in, utter the phrase beneath your breath, pull out an arrow, shoot it. the first one misses, going through like the flames on the wings, and you don't hear anything clatter on the other side because it looks like the arrow is incinerated. As you pull back your second arrow, shoot it, and sticks into the chest of the phoenix, and you hear it caw out in pain.
Does that sound different from the other cause?
Yes, it's less intimidating.
It's different than it's
like,
an intimidating
and more like, ouch.
So the intimidation was like, and
Diana.
Was like,
I'm going to move in 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And then I'm going to cast Blink.
Okay.
Let's see if it works this time. The Phoenix.
The higher
ground. Nope.
I don't
disappear. I rolled a 3.
Wouldn't it be funny if you thought you disappeared, but you didn't?
I would know, because I go into a different dimension.
There's a ghost, Diana, just for when we get there. Okay, so you run into the room a little bit behind Elena to the left of her there. Blink, and then nothing happens. Anything else on your turn?
Nope, but I have nothing else I can do.
Okay, Ade.
I'm going to move in the room and like behind Elena.
So you enter the room,
right there.
Up against the wall behind Elena.
I'm like pressed against the wall. I'm going to cast Blight at 5th level on it. So that's a con save throw.
Constitution save.
Please do the math faster because I'm very anxious.
I'm sorry.
I'm very anxious.
It's a lot. It's higher than what you got.
Okay, then that's all I needed to know.
It's 17 plus 7.
Okay, so it'll just take half damage, but it still should be quite a bit. 24?
Yeah.
24. Yeah.
Math.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an English major.
Okay, well,
we don't do math.
That's not bad. That's good. I like
ooh,
math. Okay.
Those are some good numbers.
Yeah. Oops. That was a
test title wave. Just be like, goodbye, bird.
Okay, so that's 12, 14, 24
plus 8, 51 damage, but
half,
nice.
I guess
it's 25. That's
pretty
good. Are you okay? Yeah, it was just a little leg. Oh, okay. So you hold out your arm and let loose that bolt of sickly green energy, strikes into it, drawing out some of this light forth. What kind of damage was it?
I think
no. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, necrotic.
Necrotic damage, okay. Anything else on your turn?
I'm gonna myself. I think I have the steps to stay.
Would it be ridiculous to move back out of the room?
Well, I mean, it's D&D.
No, it's fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
I just don't want to
die
again.
How far away are we from the Phoenix?
Sorry. I know you said it right.
Like 70.
Yeah, you're about 80 from it because you're still inside the door. Avi, on the end of your turn, it's going to use a legendary action to swoop. So it will move up to its speed, which is 120 feet, and come over here. And as part of the swoop, it can make two attacks.
I should have left the room.
Well, so it moves up to its speed and attacks with its fiery talons. So this is going to be against Avi. 15.
That doesn't hit me.
Okay. And then it was holding its action. If someone came within melee of it, it was going to use its action to use fiery talons.
But nobody came within melee of it. It came within melee
of
us.
You guys are now in its
melee.
That's
bullshit!
Range. So it's going to make a fiery talons against Elena.
Mm-hmm.
17?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Obvious gonna die again. Well, she's still full. You're fine. Don't be dramatic.
Which is 12 points of fire damage.
You'll be covered in lava and he's fine. You will.
Which,
that was his own choice.
Because of your resistance is halved to 6.
I'm resistant?
The potion.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Cool.
And that's the end of Avi's turn. So it's Libby's turn.
So I'm gonna scream. It's a phone call from my mom. So I'm going to scream at the ceiling and be like, "Anatatus, help me get rid of the false god." And I'm gonna use channel divinity. No, that's not right. I'm going to use what is it? Divine intervention. So I'm requesting my deity's aid. It's not gonna work, but I'm gonna try.
Maybe it will.
Huh?
Maybe it will.
Nope, that's, I don't know what this is. 90? 90-0?
90 and 10.
Oh, so 90.
This is 90.
Yeah. So, it doesn't work, but I'm still powered up and angry, so I'm gonna cast, my bonus action, which is divine, the weapon.
Spiritual weapon?
Yes.
Classic form?
Yes.
All right.
Can Can I conjure it from the lava?
Oh, Jesus.
Where do you want to put it?
That's the other side.
Here? Other side.
Yeah.
Here?
There. Yeah.
Okay. So it, swoops over as you call for your divine intervention, nothing happens, and you reach your hand up for your spiritual weapon, pulling the lava out of the pool and forming it into the flaming bone arrow of Anatus.
Cool.
Go ahead and make a crack of it.
25.
Yeah, that hits.
That's D8. 6.
6 damage?
Oh, wait, hang on. Actually, I want to cast it. Well, it might be too late now. Can I cast it at a higher level?
You can cast it at a higher level.
Okay. I'm going to cast it at 4th level.
Oh, shit, okay.
So it's 2d8. So that means I'm just going to roll another one out. Doesn't help at all. 5, 6, 7, 8. So it was 8 instead of whatever I said.
Okay. So it's two more damage?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Lyle.
Okay, I'm going to fire at the phoenix with my, maybe I won't do that. Sorry, hold on. It moved and that kind of messed up everything, but it's okay. Okay, I'm going to use the Nine Eyes of Thelderos on it, so I roll a d4, and it's going to do one random ray, either a charm ray, paralyzing ray, fear ray, or slowing ray.
Great.
I don't want to roll on the d4, so. Paralyzing ray! Paralyzing ray.
Right, so it's the beholder's paralyzing ray here.
So.
Must make a constitution saving throw or be paralyzed for a minute. 13.
It fails.
Yes!
Woo!
Yes! It's paralyzed for a minute. How many rounds is that?
It can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of its turns.
Yeah,
oh,
but at the end
ending
of
the effect
of
itself. Yeah, so it will waste a turn even if it succeeds.
Yes!
How many times can you do that?
3. Oh, yeah.
3 times a day.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. So you hold up, place your hand on the side. One of the blue jewels in the circlet begins to glow, and this beam shoots out and slams into the bird, and you watch as the phoenix kind of seizes up.
Woo!
Damn, I wish Lumi was here.
Well, I was going
to
do a legendary action, but...
It's paralyzed.
Yeah.
But it's paralyzed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
thank you.
I won't do it, so I'll
use
just do the...
all the 3 of them on him today.
Don't
yes.
Good.
I'll just do the salamander's turn now.
They can walk in.
And then they're going to dash. 60. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. So the salamanders will slither across, and as they reach the lava ring, they'll just go down and go through it, arise from the other side, kind of dripping with magma, and fill in around you guys in the entrance of this room here. That's their turn. So it's the phoenix's turn. He's going to spend his turn paralyzed. On the end of it, he's going to make a constitution saving throw. 18.
Yeah,
18 succeeds. So it's going to break out, but that was the end of its turn, so it's used its turn,
mm-hmm.
being paralyzed.
Okay.
Next is Elena.
Well, this guy in front of me kind of fucked up my plan, but that's alright. So I'm gonna take. I'm gonna. Use Fighting Spirit to give myself advantage.
But is it considered an elemental? Is that what the
yeah.
thing is?
Okay. And I'm going to use my long blade to make an attack. But it'll just be 2 straight rolls since
yeah.
I use to my fighting spirit. Can I? That's.
Yeah, that's con.
That's fucked. Okay, so 24 and 19.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both hit.
That was to the salamander?
Yeah.
Because he's kind of...
I mean,
he's kind of right in your way.
All of them are pretty good, though.
Yeah.
So that is going to...
Any of them would be, like, helpful.
Yeah,
any of
them we can
do
that
is really good. So. Yeah.
Okay.
File paralyzed it.
It's not paralyzed anymore.
It broke out of it, but it was
okay.
Pretty cool when he did it.
Nice.
So, Elena, you pull out your life drinker long blade and slash it. Across the chest of the salamander in front of you. It's still up. Bloodied, but still up.
Okay.
Anything else in your turn?
No.
Alright. On the end of your turn, the phoenix is going to use a legendary action.
Oh, man, I should have moved.
To make a beak attack against you. It's got a 15-foot reach, so it can get you.
It's gonna...
That is 29 to hit.
Oof.
So that's going to be 16 fire damage, half to 8.
Okay.
If the target is a creature or a flammable object, it ignites. Until the creature takes an action to douse the fire, you take 1d10 fire damage at the start of each of your turns. So you're now ignited as it reaches out and bites into you. You burst into flames.
Damn it.
It's an action?
An action to put out the flames, yeah.
Even if someone else does it?
Then they'll have to use their action to do it.
Yeah, if I'm doing it, it can't just be a bonus action because I'm being so altruistic.
Unfortunately not. Diana?
Should I help?
Her fire damage is like half. Is it an action to blink?
No.
Once she casts it, then it.
You could douse her and then try to blink away.
Well, I could also cast a spell and try to hurt them.
Whatever you're gonna hurt it, we gotta
do that.
Okay. Elena gave me your blessing.
Okay, then.
It's alright.
So,
I'm just on fire, guys. That's fine.
It happens all, like, of all the things that have happened to
so
us.
So I'm gonna cast
it's
Chaos
lit.
Bolt at the one that Elena just attacked.
Okay, at the salamander.
Yes. 16 plus 8, so.
Yeah, that hits.
That's 2d8. Where's my other 8? There we go. So I have the choice of a 4 or of a force or thunder. Let's go with fours because I think that's
okay.
And then I get to do 4d6.
I've been making it do con saves.
Okay. I was hoping to roll the same so I could also hit the phoenix, but. So,
oh, nice.
10, 16, 20, 28, 32.
32. So you hold out your hand and throw out that glob of energy that coalesces into this perfect purple force, kind of like magic missiles, and blasts into the chest of the salamander, killing it.
Sweet.
The force of the blow kind of cracking its rib cage. And then, see if you blink.
Nope.
Okay. So you stay where you are. Anything else, Diana?
Nope.
Ave.
Okay. I'm gonna cast Call Lightning at 4th level.
Okay.
And
is that a dex save?
I think yeah.
Actually, I had a little bit more movement since I didn't blink. Could I have moved behind the rock?
Yeah, you can move behind the rock there and get some cover.
Yeah.
That is 24.
So, bolt comes down and then it says each creature within 5 feet makes a dex save. Can I potentially get, like, the phoenix and one of its things?
Yeah, you can get it on the tail there and get
okay.
the salamander by it.
Okay, and then he also should make a dex save, both of them.
What, so, Kawaii makes the cloud. Did you...
Yeah.
If there's enough room for the cloud to form?
Doesn't it
specify?
It just says a storm cloud appears in the shape of a cylinder that is 10 feet tall with a 60 foot radius. Centered on a point you can see.
Okay.
So,
yeah, there is enough room. So the phoenix got 24 and then the salamander got 12.
Okay.
So the salamander behind him will take full.
24 and then half for the phoenix.
Okay.
12
for the phoenix.
We're getting it. You guys are getting it. And then if I'm not in its melee, I want to run out of the room. I'll come back on my next turn, but I don't want it to hit me.
I think you're in it. Are you in?
Because of its reach, you're in its melee range.
Okay, fine. I'll stay. And just die. And I'm like, no,
please
stay.
Okay. On the end of your turn, Ave, it's going to do its legendary action to use Peck on you.
Yeah.
Ugh,
I'm just imagining like a chicken, you know, chickens eat.
15.
That doesn't hit me.
15 misses. So it goes and snaps its beak at you and you dodge out of the way. It's like inches away from your face as it like snaps in front of you. You feel the heat from it.
Bitch.
Kind of. Okay, so that's the end of Ave's turn. Libby.
So Libby's gonna run up to it. She'll be like, get over here, you oversized chicken! And,
you literally don't have that many hit points.
Oh, I have tons.
I mean,
and
okay,
I jump.
I'm gonna
grab its foot.
It's a fire!
Yeah, is it flying? Is it like, what's it doing?
It's on the ground, but it's made out of fire.
It's about 10 feet off the ground.
10
feet. 5
feet. Okay, so I'm gonna grab its foot.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Bestow Curse.
Okay. Do you have to make a melee spell attack?
No, I just touch it.
You just touch it. Really?
Yeah.
I think it is a melee spell attack.
You touch a creature, and that creature must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become cursed.
Oh, wisdom saving throw. Okay, okay. So as you grab onto it...
Yeah, it takes some fire damage because it's made of fire.
It does have fire resistance.
11 fire damage.
Is that half?
Yeah, so half to 5.
Okay. He's fine.
And then a wisdom saving throw?
Yeah.
Shit. 10.
Yes!
Hey.
Fuck, I hate that spell.
So...
Fuck it up.
While cursed,
Wait,
target
what?
Must make
cursed.
A wisdom saving throw at the start of each of its turns. If it fails, it wastes its action that turn doing nothing. And I'm going to let go.
Okay.
No.
And just kind of inch around.
I feel like this is like another decision.
I don't want to get out of its like
right?
melee
so
range,
cool.
But I want to like move around.
Where do you want to be?
Can I switch spots with my... Or I guess be in the same spot as my arrow. Or I don't want to get out of its melee because I don't want it to get an opportunity attack.
Oh, well, even here you're not in it. You're
no,
not out
I'm
of
in
the
that
melee.
One's melee. Never mind. I'll just stay where I'm at.
Okay.
Wait,
which one did you curse?
Here,
the phoenix.
So can he take an opportunity attack against you?
He
for
just
what?
Loses his action.
It can take reactions.
I see.
So, I'll inch. Back, I guess? I'm trying to think of how I want to do this. I'll just run away.
And let it have the opportunity
five,
attack?
Ten. No, I'll just there. I'm just going to say.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh
anyways,
God.
I'm in
okay.
a game.
Oh my God,
I'm done.
Okay,
so
you
have to use your bonus action?
Can I use... Well, I cast a spell. So
yeah,
can I use my bonus action?
You're not casting spiritual weapons. You can still do it.
Oh, well, in that case,
already,
yeah. I'm gonna have the... Yeah, the thing's going to shoot it up the butt.
Okay.
Up the butt.
Up the butt.
Butt.
I want to see if
bolt.
It makes a squawky
yeah,
noise.
Like
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 24, 25.
Shit, yeah,
I'm
going to go
yeah, I want to see if it makes a squawk.
Oh, God.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11.
Oh,
definitely.
I'm
not old enough for a plus
again. Okay. Anything else, Libby?
And, yeah, I'll just stop there.
It's going to do a legendary action to peck you. It's third legendary action.
But they reset, don't they?
Yeah.
It's the resistance.
28.
Yeah.
I think it's three other rounds, so.
Yeah, not really high. I mean, not
good.
That I want to.
Yeah,
no.
No,
yeah,
fuck them up.
Don't
well,
lie to
I
us.
Just got cursed, so I feel a little
attacked right now.
Well, you should.
13 halved to 6 points of fire damage.
Okay, and I
you are ignited. You're on fire. So at the start of your turns, you'll take a d10 of fire damage until you use an action to put it out.
Okay. And
so Elena and Libby are ignited. Abe's not.
No. Nope.
Because you
died.
You missed. Okay.
Okay, and then I need to roll concentration.
Yeah.
So how do I do that?
Just
it's just a constitution saving throw, and the DC's 10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The DC, so the more damage you take, it'll high. So it's 10 or half the damage taken, whichever is higher. And because 6 is less than 10, I can do that math.
You're good. 6
less than 10.
Okay. Lyle, it's your turn.
So I'm going to come at it with the 9 eyes of Thaldoros again.
Jeez, okay. Coming out.
What do you mean, geez, okay? You just did 3 legendary actions.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, like, coming out swinging. I like to see the legendary weapon.
Okay, so 3. So that is a fear ray. And that's the targeted creature must succeed on a DC 16 wisdom saving throw or be frightened for 1 minute.
Wisdom saving throw?
Yeah.
Oh, 11.
Yeah!
Okay,
so it has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of the fear is within line of sight, which I am marked there. And the creature can't willingly move closer to the source of its fear, so it can't, like, move forward.
It's afraid of you?
Yeah.
Great. So you sit, again, a different one of the jewels starts to glow, and then, geesh, and shoots out a bolt, that and you, the phoenix kind of, like, averts its eyes from you and flaps away.
Yeah,
but I still need a bonus
action, don't I?
Yes,
okay,
you still
have
a bonus action.
I'm going to cast my Hunter's Mark on it.
Okay.
Just in preparation.
And none of us, like, there hasn't been anything that, like, we've had to do saving throws for fire, right?
No.
What do you mean?
Well, for one of my items, I have to, every time I do have to do a fire saving throw, I have to roll. So.
Oh, okay.
We haven't done any, like, fire saving throws, right?
Well, I guess the lava would have been.
But that was a
dexterity. Yeah, that's fine. That's
not
great
about
that. We could potentially kill everyone, so let's just not.
Oh, yeah, no.
Moving on. Wow. Yeah, that would have drastically changed things.
No, I mean, I can do what happened, like, not everyone, but, like, it does something, and if I get a fail, then, like, a critical failure, it apparently all, like, it destroys the helm, but the helm does this thing where it, like, I guess shoots out a weird beam and does weird damage or something.
Crazy. So what triggers it?
Fire saving throws.
So
like
any,
if someone casts fire.
Any kind of saving throw triggered by fire?
It's
like all of them.
That's
Doran's like excited. He's like, well, Rufus is going to do
I'm
that
just,
and kill all you guys.
Well, I didn't think of that until right
well,
now.
He can't
like
shoot anything out. That
it just says, if you are wearing the helm and take fire damage as a result of a failing a saving throw against
oh, okay.
a spell. So
against a spell.
I have to roll
it specifies against a spell?
Yes.
Okay.
So the bird, we don't have to worry about.
Yeah,
or
so
lava.
He
okay.
can't cast
I didn't think about that until now when we're surrounded by fire things, and I was like, oh.
So is that your whole time? Your whole turn?
Don't make me mad.
Okay. It's the salamander's turn.
I'm just going to use all of them.
Do it.
Yeah.
One of them will move up to Diana.
No.
And the other one will come to Elena. And this one will come underneath the phoenix wing to Libby.
Did
we
kill one of them?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, killed one of them.
I'm still on fire.
It was the chaos bolt.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll pat you out.
Okay, so Diana, the salamander that came up to you is going to try to spear you.
I'm going to guess it's a hit.
Probably. 14?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I just want everyone to know that I have 69 hit points right now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Same!
Nice.
I said 16, and I was like, fuck.
11 piercing damage.
Okay.
Diana. And 4 fire damage, half to 2.
Okay.
And that was its spear. It's going to reach out with its tail now.
Okay.
Goddamn 22.
That definitely hits.
10 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
6 points of fire damage.
To three.
And you are now grappled, DC 14 escape. Until the grapple ends, the target is restrained.
Can I cast spells still?
Restrained, your speed becomes 0. You cannot benefit from any bonus to speed. Attack rolls against you have advantage. Your attack rolls have disadvantage. You have disadvantage on dexterity saving throws. So as you can still cast spells, any that will require a spell attack will be a disadvantage.
Okay. I've just the spell for you.
And it's escape DC 14.
Yeah, I'm never making it.
Elena, the salamander by you, is going to attack. That is very many. 25.
Mm-hmm.
This is with its spear. So 13 piercing damage. And then 1 point of fire damage.
Halved to 0?
Halved to 1.
Okay.
And that's its spear, and then it's going to reach out with its tail.
Fucking shit.
These things are rude.
16?
Yeah, that's my armor.
That's your armor class. So 16 hits with the tail. Seven points of bludgeoning damage. 5 points of fire damage halved to 2. And you are grappled by it. Restraint DC 14 escape.
Never plan.
This should
Libby,
be interesting.
The third salamander is going to stab you with its spear. 25 to hit. Mm. 11 points of piercing damage. I really should be using the tail first.
You know, I should have healed when I hit the...
11 points.
Well, like, strategically, I should attack with the tail first. I'm so bad at this.
You're just going easy on us.
16 to hit with the tail?
Nope.
Misses. So as it slips a spear underneath your shield, whips around with its tail, you come on, block it off. There, that... That's their turn.
How am I looking?
Yeah.
Like Anakin. I'm Anakin.
Okay.
What? Anakin.
Oh,
Are you
I missed that too. We'll do it later. So that's their turn. Back up the top around Phoenix.
Phoenix
has to
make
different things.
Gene, stop!
Wisdom save. Does he save every turn for the fear? Is that what?
No, the curse.
Well, yeah, I've got to do the curse.
Oh.
But
the target can repeat the saving throw at the end of each turn's turn, ending the effect on its own turn on a success.
Oh, for the fear.
It doesn't happen in one turn.
Oh, Elena was charmed. That's the one that doesn't save. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't.
Okay, so this is for the fear.
Okay.
Well, he can only do the fear, right? Because it says at the end of his turn, and the wisdom has to be at the beginning of his turn, but since he can't take his turn... Can he only do the fear and he just has to remain charmed because
action.
He can't?
It's not that he doesn't get a turn, it's that he wastes his action.
Mm-hmm.
And this is this is not an action. So that's 17, so he's not scared anymore.
Oh, dang it, that was just barely.
And then this one is for his action. What's the DC for this?
17!
No!
12 plus 5.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Does that end the spell or just this turn he gets to do his action?
I think it ends the spell. Hang on.
I think it's just this turn he gets into his action, because I think that's the other reason I was so frustrated is that it stuck around.
Well, you touch a creature. Saving throw becomes cursed. For the duration when you cast the spell, choose the nature of
the
curse.
A remove curse spell ends the effect. So.
He remains
still
cursed.
So he remains
so
cursed.
He remains
he just
cursed
gets to act this turn.
Yeah. And I think you can choose. So you can decide. If I can keep the same curse or if I should switch it to something else, I think. At the DM's option, you may choose an alternate. Oh, no, wait. So I think that's just saying if I wanted to change it,
yeah.
I'd have to ask you. Yeah, okay, so yeah. Either way, you get the final say on such a curse's effect. So.
Okay. So that is... he's going to attack now. This is going to be a fiery talons against Libby. But that's 18.
Nope.
18 misses?
Yeah.
Nice. So he kind of swoops up a little bit and breaks down with his talons, and you hold your shield up, blocking them off, and it's going to whip around with its beak at Ave.
What about the bitch?
That's 19.
That hits.
How's everyone looking?
Well, 3/5 of the party is on fire.
15 fire damage on it, half to 7.
Can I use my reaction to have it again by casting Absorb Elements?
I think Absorb Element just says that it gives you resistance, right?
Yeah, it says you have resistance to the tree damage.
Which you already have resistance, so
I
it wouldn't
can't do
have
double
it again.
Resistance.
No, it wouldn't have it again.
Oh, shit. Okay,
but,
7 damage, you said?
Yep, and then you're
okay.
Ignited, so on the start of your turns, you'll take a d10 of fire damage.
Okay. And I have to roll my concentration on my clout.
Yeah.
10.
And
that's
you took 7.
DC,
so that's a
right?
DC, so you maintain concentration.
Nice.
And then on the end of its turn, it's going to fly up 30 feet.
How far away is it?
Well, it's 30. It's 35 feet up in the air at this point.
Okay.
It technically left melee, so you can.
Can was I in melee with it?
Yeah, you were.
I was.
Yeah.
Just Elena.
Libby and Elena both.
Oh, so we get an opportunity attack.
So you can take our. You can use your reaction to take an opportunity.
These
attack.
Are just going to be a disadvantage because I'm not going. I don't.
Okay.
12. Nope.
And it's just
fail.
One. You don't get extra attack on a... Okay, so both
wait,
of you
wait, can I use luck on this?
You
I
can
missed.
Use luck, yeah.
I missed. That's alright.
I got a critical fail, so... You are grounded, Mr. Die.
was that even
and
a d20?
Huh?
Was that even a d20?
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, but you did the other one.
You're 14. Like,
14 misses. You swing up, both of you miss as it rises up in the air.
It attacks
I'm
me.
I'm grappled.
Its turn, right?
I just realized that. So.
It attacked me on its turn, right?
Yes.
What was the damage half?
You
can attack.
You blocked it on your shield.
Yeah, you can.
Well, so I don't have to do a concentration?
No, because you
didn't
take damage.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You didn't take damage,
so,
okay.
So
you're fine.
I had disadvantage
anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
that was the Phoenix's turn. Elena, take a
d10. I forgot I was
right now?
So
already?
Yeah, at the start of your turn, because you're on fire. But it's 4 half to 2 points of
fire
damage.
Okay, so
yeah,
I'm going to
probably
use face step and just... I think I calculated it, so I'm going to...
Okay, and then...
Does that take out the fire as well?
She transferred it out of the fire.
Oh... Yeah, I would say, I mean, you blinked out of existence, so then there was nothing for the fire to be on.
Yeah.
So I'll say you put yourself
and
out.
And I caused 1 point of fire damage to the thing that was...
they're immune.
But yeah, I was going to, like...
okay, so you kind of go up in flames, here around the corner a little bit, near one of the...
How tall is this, like, foggy...
10 feet.
10 feet, so I could see above it if I move to the other side.
Oh, yeah, looking up, yeah.
Yeah. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And then I'm going to take 2 shots at the Phoenix.
Also, so going in that smoke, it won't do damage you at all.
Oh, okay.
So you can go in it, and it heavily obscures you, so attacks against you will be at disadvantage while you're in the smoke.
Okay, so I'll go 5, 10.
But also, if you try
and...
But
she makes a ranged attack.
If you try and
it?
Shoot out of it, you'll be at disadvantage as well.
So maybe, like, stay out of it, but then walk into it.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can do that. You can stay on the outside of it, shoot, and then walk into it.
Okay, I'll stay. I'll be there then.
Okay.
And then take 2 shots.
Suck it, sworn enemy.
Okay, let's see. Okay. What? Is everyone staring at me?
No.
No. Not great. So 16, and the other one doesn't hit, I'm pretty sure.
16 also misses.
What?
So both,
fucking hell.
So both miss. Pull out two arrows, shoot them both, and they just rocket.
Oh shit, is this?
Flying past
fire turkey.
And then I'm gonna
step into the smoke. Yes. Emily is hearing you.
Oh shit, where the fuck'd you go?
Okay. That's the end of Elena's turn.
Okay, you got this, Diana.
Okay.
Got this.
Diana.
So I'm gonna cast an innervation on the dude right next to me. So he needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
What is innervation?
That's 6.
He fails.
He turns inside out.
So he
Why would you say that?
It'd be really hard to watch a snake go inside out too. Start at the tail and go all the way.
Ew, stop. That's enough.
We should invent
that's
that.
Enough out of you.
I'll sit down. You guys can run the rest of this.
Okay, the phoenix instantly dies. we're done. The phoenix becomes Lyle's best friend.
The pale man has a heart attack and dies.
Guys, the world is safe.
We just get like 5 million gold pieces.
They just appear.
Yeah.
Damon's like, okay, well, you guys are done now.
19.
19
necrotic damage.
Necrotic damage.
Oh
yeah.
Shit. So
okay.
And I get a take. What's half of 19? Because I get a heal that much.
8.
9.
9? No. 19?
19?
Half of 19.
Well, because half of 18 is 9, so it'd be 9.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not done.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So you let loose the blast of greenish black energy slams into him and kind of pulls some of his life force into you. That's such a cool spell. That and Vampiric Touch are really cool.
And that is my turn.
See if you blink.
Oh, I hope I don't. I don't.
Okay.
Wait, don't.
Is blink concentration?
Nope.
Okay. Cool.
Well, because I cast this, I can just automatically do 4 points, 4d8 of necrotic damage to him now until he dies.
Yeah.
As long as like he's in my range.
Is that one concentration?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was Diana's turn.
Yeah.
Avi,
take
a D10 fire damage because you're on fire.
Oh, okay.
4 half to 2.
Oh. So I want to do the spell, but I have a couple questions about it. So I want to cast Wall of Water, and it says that I can make a ring wall up to 20 feet in diameter, 20 feet high, and a foot thick, but if I just want to do it really small around me, can I actually make it like a dome? Because I'm not creating any more water than the spell specifies, I'm just moving it to a different location.
Yeah. I think that would make sense. It's the same amount of water.
I'm
going to so
cast
nice.
A dome of water around myself.
Bye, guys.
Okay.
Because if it's a wall, I'm scared it's going to like come in the top and like, get me. Because it could fly. You're like, I am now.
Bye, guys.
You're like, I really can't die. I have a lover now. The
bird
that's
really
like,
amazing. Phoenix is like, what the fuck?
The bird is shocked.
And it then. Does. Can I use my movement to, like, touch the wall so that it douses the flames on me? Since I'm surrounded by water.
Run through
can
the
I
water.
Can I use my
and
movement to, like, go in the water and douse the flames?
I think.
Sure. Do you
yes.
take damage for going, like wall of fire people pass through the...
No.
Does it, no? No damage?
No, the wall doesn't do damage. It just, like, prevents damage from coming in.
Okay. Then yes, sure. So you...
Cool.
In like total Katara fashion, pull up this wall of water,
yeah.
This dome of water around you, kind of enclosing you in.
Yeah, it just prevents damage from passing like,
okay.
through it. It doesn't
cool.
actually cause damage.
Yeah.
So, like,
wow.
I'm gonna
that's one of the reasons
forward.
Why I got control water.
Okay, that's enough.
Water
of this. This is my fortress of solitude.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, no, I'll give that to you. That's awesome.
Cool.
Anything else?
I think that's it, because casting the thing was my action.
Okay. Libby. You're on fire, so 4 half to 2 points of fire damage. I
okay.
should use a different D10.
No.
How's everyone looking? Are you bloody?
I'm not bloody, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Well, I can't do anything about you. You're all good?
I think you're bloody.
I'm good.
Okay, well, if everyone's good, I'm going to touch myself.
The voice coming from nowhere because I can't see you in the smoke.
I could use some help.
I can't fix you. Okay, then I'm good.
I'll fix you in a second.
You have potions on you, don't you?
Nope. Not healing potions.
Oh. We have potions. We just never know where they are.
I know I have a couple.
What's half
I don't have
of 93?
I have two greater healing
half
potions.
Half of 93?
Yeah. So that's 46.5.
What?
So
no.
Do I get to like 47?
No,
46?
You have to round down.
46.
Okay. I'm trying to think if this is worth it or not, because I probably could just... actually, let's see what happens when I cast this at a really high. So 5 times 8.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out which healing spell I want. Oh, yeah. No,
5 times 8 is 40.
Yeah. I'm just going to use my channel divinity preserve life so I can heal up to 50 HP points, but I can divide that out, and I can only heal up to my halfway point, so I'm going to heal myself up to 46.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think of how to do this.
And how much does that leave?
49, so minus 3 from that.
49 minus 3 is 46.
Yeah. So hang on, so I healed, so 20 minus 3 is 17. So I healed 17 points. So I'm just going to divide. But actually, no, none of you are below your halfway. So yeah. So.
Okay.
It just
so
disperses into nothing.
That was kind of a waste.
Yeah, I probably would use like two wounds instead.
Well, should I? I mean, can I? I mean, I already did it, so. Because.
Well, as a cleric, they're your abilities, so you would know what would be most effective. I would.
Okay.
I could just use Cure Wounds
so
instead.
I'll just use Cure Wounds then.
And you get the other spell back.
Yeah, you can
yeah.
use the Channel Divinity again.
Yeah, so let me...
I won't take that from you.
Okay. Here's Cure Wounds. It's up here. So that's a D8. So I'll cast it out. Yeah, I'll do second. So I was at... If you're interested, D&D Beyond makes it significantly easier. And okay, so 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So I heal 17 points.
Great.
Yeah, so
and that's pretty much, that's exactly what you would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I'll do... as my bonus action, I'll move my spiritual. I'll hit it with my spiritual weapon.
Okay.
Did you just
Whoa.
Use that first
I don't.
I have,
yeah,
oh,
you
can.
It's 35 feet up in the air, so I don't think you can reach it.
You could hit the salamander though.
Well, I can.
Because can it only move 20 feet?
And
I don't think it can move up.
It can move up.
It can move up, but it can only move 20 feet up.
As a bonus action, you can on your turn you can move the weapon up to 20 feet. Yeah, and repeat the attack against a creature within 5 feet of it. And it's up 35 feet, you said?
Yeah, the phoenix is 35 feet. So you can either hit the salamander that's right there in front of you, or you can start it on its ascent towards the phoenix.
But the phoenix will probably move again.
Yeah. I would hit the salamander. What else are you going to do on your bonus action?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, so go ahead and roll attack against the salamander. Yeah, that hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
15.
Okay. So your bow pulls back and shoots an arrow at it.
Yeah,
right
and I'm going to move towards... I probably can't move through that water dome. We move. I'm going to start moving towards Elena.
Yeah, I don't think you can move through it. Sorry.
Okay. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. So you can run underneath the phoenix, and then you're 10 feet away from the salamander that has Diana grappled in her.
Okay. Did anyone get an opportunity attack?
The one salamander by you would.
Okay.
It's going to... That's going to be a... 21 with its spear. So 13 piercing damage.
Okay.
And 4 halved to 2 fire damage. I do that every time. Okay.
I'm right back where I started.
Nice.
I'm coming for you, Elena.
On the end of your turn, Libby, the. The phoenix is going to use a legendary action to swoop, move up to its speed, and attack with its fiery talons. So it's going to...
towards me?
Yeah. So it's going to swoop down at you, use its talons. That's 17.
No.
Which misses, so and then it will use the rest of the movement from that to swoop back up 35 feet.
So it's like right
so
here.
It swoops down at you, you block it, and then it rises back up.
Suck on that egg, sucker.
Okay, that's the end of Libby's turn.
It's a good insult. I think it's intimidated now.
It's still within 60 feet of him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to use my final...
Okay.
Suck on that egg, Libby.
...and as a thought around.
Yeah, great.
Yes.
So, we'll see which one. Who cares? Fury, again.
Okay.
So, DC 16. Wisdom.
11. So
okay.
It is scared of you
good.
Again.
Nice.
And I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, I think I understand them. I have lightning arrow as a bonus action, but I need to make a ranged weapon attack to be able to use that as a bonus action, right?
Yeah, doesn't it say as part of this spell?
Yeah. It says the next time you make a ranged weapon attack during spell's duration, the weapon's ammunition or the weapon itself, is a, if it's a thrown weapon, transforms into a bolt of lightning.
Yeah.
Okay, then...
Okay, so you cast it and kind of start drawing your bow, and it charges up, crackling electricity.
Oh, sure.
Everything, that's, you're good?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the salamander's turn. The salamander that was by Libby is going to move to Lyle.
Oh.
It's going to attack with its...
Oh, please, you haven't even hit the
It's going to attack
time.
With its
don't
tail first,
me.
Because tactics. That's 20 to hit.
Yeah.
That's 10 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And 10 fire damage.
Half to five.
You don't have resistance.
I don't? What about the amulet?
The amulet doesn't give fire resistance, it just regulates the temperature.
Oh. Do you have absorb elements, though? Yes, I do. I'm going to cast absorb elements
okay.
as a reaction.
So then,
you
can
have it.
You can have it to 5. And you're grappled. DC 14 escape until the grapple ends and target's restrained. The salamander can automatically hit with its tail.
Oh, and then
so since you're grappled, it's going to make a spear attack with advantage against you.
Oh, gosh.
Which is very many 24.
Yes, that
hits. Oh, I didn't roll very well. 7 piercing damage. And 1 fire damage. Okay. So there are... There's a salamander there. Underneath the phoenix by Libby. So it is going to attack Libby with a tail. And it will miss because that's 11. So then it's going to try to spear you. Natural 20.
Oof.
On the spear.
Oof.
Twenty-four piercing damage and 12 fire damage.
Well, I'm unconscious.
No.
Oh.
Seriously?
Yeah.
The tail lashes out. Libby deflects it with the shield,
I
leaving
think
his side
close
open.
To hurting the phoenix, is it? Is it bloody?
I've hit it
once.
It's
bloody.
It's. I mean, you guys were doing really well against it in the beginning, and then you kind of backed off of it. So, it's not.
Yeah, not great. I've been hitting it, but...
It's almost bloody.
Yeah, we got it.
But Libby, you deflect the tail and then leaving your side open as the spear comes in and gets you right underneath the ribs. It's just too much and you fall. Fall down on the ground unconscious. Okay. And then there's the one that has Diana. Still grappled, so it automatically hits with its tail attack.
And the curse is now lifted.
I'm already grappled, so does he still mate? So he just...
He automatically hits with his tail attack because he's grappled.
So does he just squeeze me?
Yeah, he just squeezes you at this point. 11 bludgeoning damage.
Great.
And
how are you looking?
8 half to 4 fire damage.
Are you bloody? Wait, does my death ward go away since you went unconscious?
No.
Okay. No, it just stays because it's not a concentration. So
okay, sorry.
Yeah, I just cast it and it's there for 8 hours.
So
you're like, wait,
make a concentration on the innervation ray.
That is 11 plus 7, so 18.
You're fine.
Okay. I have advantage, so if that wasn't fine, I could
help. Yeah, no, you're good. And that was 1, 2, 3 of them. So that's the salamander's turn. Top of the round is the Phoenix's turn.
So.
Oh my god.
And I am bloody. But I will not be bloodied in a minute.
The phoenix is no longer cursed.
No.
But does it make the fear save at the beginning or the end of its turn?
The end.
Okay. So it's not going to move toward Lyle because it literally can't. It's actually going to try and find Lena.
Leave me alone, bitch!
Does it need to make like a perception check or something?
Well, it has a disadvantage on the attacks against her.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually gonna.
It's gonna
land on top of you. No. So it's gonna land in front of you there.
Fucking hell.
It has disadvantage.
It does have disadvantage. So we're gonna go with a beak first. 20.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, even with disadvantage?
Yeah. He's got a very high bonus. 15 fire damage halved to 7.
Are you looking at Lena? Are you bloodied? Are you double bloodied?
And that's a natural 1 on fiery talons. So it reaches down, beaks you, which puts you on fire, but you're already on fire.
I wasn't.
You weren't on fire, you're on fire again now.
Okay.
And then it kind of rises up again and comes down with his talons, and you hold up your sword and block its talons on the blade of your sword and push it off. Because of the way I described that, why don't you go ahead and roll damage for an attack as you cut the bottom of its feet with your blade. Blocking it there.
What do I roll damage?
For your just like life drinker long blade stuff.
Oh, okay. Just one attack?
Yeah, just roll for one attack with it.
Do I get to heal then?
Yeah.
The necrotic damage?
Yeah. A critical failed, so I'll go ahead and take the damage here.
14.
14 damage, nice. Now it's bloody.
Oh, wait, but I get to add, 20.
20. Yeah, it's totally bloody now.
Yeah.
It's a little below bloodied at this point.
Yay.
You guys could definitely do this.
Thanks for your vote of confidence.
Heads up, chins up high.
Oh,
you got this, team. Diana.
Wait, was it the Phoenix's turn?
That was the Phoenix's turn.
So
yeah.
It's my
turn.
So it's her turn.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I'll gladly go.
No! Okay.
I did numbers wrong.
I am on fire, but that's fine.
You're on fire. D10. 2 half to 1 points of fire damage.
Okay. And then I'm going to just... Am I in melee with it, or do I have to move 5 feet?
Yeah, you're in melee with
okay.
It.
Well, then I am going to use... Fighting Spirit. And extra attack.
Awesome.
So I get 4 attacks.
4 attacks.
Total. And they're all straight rolls.
And they're all straight rolls.
Okay. I'm just gonna
dish it out.
Okay, so that's 20.
Yep.
Should I just roll them all of them and see which ones I hit? Or?
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Either way is fine. Whatever you prefer.
So 20, 14.
Miss.
A natural 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a 19.
Yeah.
So,
so three
all
hit
except for one.
Do the natural 20 first.
Okay.
It's dead.
Hopefully.
She dead. We're having Phoenix tonight.
It turns to
oh, wait, I get to re-roll ones and twos. I always forget this. Okay, so 10 plus 6, so 16.
16 doubled is 32.
Oh, wait, but the dice, so 20, so 26.
26, okay.
For that one. And I heal 3. I'm going to keep track of this.
Whoa, is that the doubled?
Oh, no.
Six.
Okay. Okay, and then just the other two regular, right?
Yeah, the other two just regular.
I'll just roll them all at the same time. Roll the one. Oh shit, what was that? Over the five. Two. What the fuck? I'm fucking. Okay. So. 12.
It's okay. We're all bad.
So
31.
For the other two.
Okay, yeah, no, it's. It's rough now.
Seriously, it's like on fire picking this thing up.
God damn, so you took it from.
Not bloody.
77 points of damage.
Wow. Why
nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
So as it descends into the ash in front of you, striking at you, you block on your sword, swing off, and then just rapid fire. Just cut through it, sending like cinders flying off into the distance.
Oh, I actually
nice.
Thought Linda just got like super pissed at
yeah.
this point and was like, okay, that's enough. Like,
yeah. Yeah, if only the barbarian was actually raging.
That was crazy.
That's a veritable.
Wait,
barbarian.
How did I do 70 points of damage?
Well, I was counting the one that you did as the.
Oh.
There, too.
Okay.
Good job.
When you blocked it.
I was like, wait a minute.
Can I go?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's your turn.
So I'm just gonna do 48 damage.
I'm gonna
reroll that
it
one.
It only does the same
spells
turn
are
once.
Concentration. It just lessens any damage
yep.
that comes.
That
was it.
6. So that's
or
17.
Like out of it. So like if you were in here, it'd be bad for you because you could.
So that
shoot
is.
Well. Well, yeah, but I shoot things. So.
Electricity.
So that's 22 damage.
I electrocuted us all.
22
damage. We both fall just due to your stupidity.
Okay, I'm going.
I'm no longer bloody.
Okay, and it is the salamander holding you is very weak. As again, you charge up that energy, pull it out. The salamander's still hanging on, but it is super
You'll
weak.
You'll die next
point.
Turn. I will kill you.
That's Diana, so Ave.
Okay.
Oh, I should see
that.
I don't.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Mass Cure Wounds. And that's a 30-foot sphere, so can I get, if I kind of center it on me, can I get everybody except Alina?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, it wouldn't work on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have worked on her anyways, but...
Thank you.
Thanks.
For now, I might take it back, but...
11 plus 6. 17 points of healing for everybody.
Thank you! I'm up!
I'm
Ave, you kind
almost
of like
fully healed.
Hold your hands together and utter under your breath a prayer to Quinda and kind of throw your hands down to your side and this disc of gold energy bursts out from you. Kind of sending rejuvenation into all your friends, and Libby, your eyes shoot open and you take this breath in.
How much was it?
17 healing.
So
and
did my spiritual weapon go away?
Yeah, your spiritual
yeah.
weapon did go away.
Okay.
Okay, and then as my bonus action, I'm going to conjure my bear spirit. I forgot about him. I probably should have done that like 7 turns ago. But he's going to give us all 15 temporary hit points.
Okay.
It
So everyone gets 15 temporary hit points from the spirit bear.
Does that include me?
Yes.
Yes, it does work on you.
You said how many?
15 temporary hit points.
All right. Send out the gold energy, then hold out your hand, and your glowing, translucent pink bear appears, and you all feel bolstered by the strength of it.
Then that's my turn. I just peel.
Okay.
That was it.
Libby, you are up now.
Kill
conscious.
Phoenix.
You're prone, so you'll use half your movement to stand up.
Okay.
And you're within melee of those guys.
Yeah, and then you have two salamanders that you are within
Don't
the melee
you dare
of.
Kill mine.
I'm
gonna kill something for once.
You killed the beholder.
I have 1 hit point left.
Okay, still
yeah.
That
them.
Is true. It did, but
I did nothing that fight, so, you know. I just...
and it gets...
Hashtag statue
of
bronze.
Yeah.
That is like the peak of my D&D, and I will never rise any higher than that.
So I'm going to do...
Are you stand up first?
Yeah.
You probably cast spells from the ground.
You can.
Pissed. So is the bird flying, or is it...
No, it's landed.
Around.
It's landed in the
But it's
smoke.
In the smoke, so I don't know if it's...
So it's a disadvantage
like
by trying to hit it?
Because it's so big. But it's also on fire.
Yeah, I think... I mean, most of it is outside of the smoke. So okay. I don't think the heavily obscured counts for it.
Okay, well, I'm going to cast Guiding Bolt on it, because I'm pissed.
Up the butt!
Guiding Bolt up the butt.
So that's... I'm going to cast it at 4th level. So that's 7d6.
Cool.
One.
Roll the CC.
You have to roll.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do the same thing.
So 9. 21.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
I was a little worried it wasn't gonna.
5, 6. Okay. So 22. Okay, so I'm going to do 22.
22 is exactly enough. How would you
Yes!
So
this
I get up.
Rises from the dead and kills them.
I'm gonna get up, and as I'm getting up, I'm gonna look at it, and I just see this bird, like, you know, Elena's just, like, dicing it to pieces, and Libby's just gonna, like, hold out his hand, and he's just gonna be like, let's see, meet your ancestors in the melted stone, you chicken belly gutter rat.
Amazing.
I'm gonna shoot up his ass, right. And I want it to come out
of
his
ass.
You send out this bolt of gleaming white gold energy. Rockets out from you, right up the butt of the bird, and you watch as it kind of like howls, and you see the light shoot out the beak of it.
That's disgusting. That's the best way I've
ever
been killed.
What happens to his body?
Oh no.
Okay.
So
totally worth it. Totally worth it.
Oh fuck.
A dexterity saving throw.
This is fire.
What is your, how does your wall of fire?
So, any fire damage that comes through it is halved.
Okay.
So I'll take a
No!
It's
yeah.
No!
Makes sense.
No!
Did you fail?
Yeah.
At least it says fuck them.
Fuck!
That's
I got a nat 22.
Holy
I
got a
shit.
Nat
20.
So you
take
an
8th
of the damage.
I take an
8th
of the
damage.
Fuck
a nat 20.
Okay, so you... take a quarter of
it. Do I just take the full damage because it's double, but I'm also resistant?
Yeah, so
okay.
You'll take the full damage.
Fucking hell.
You're right next to it.
Of course.
So.
I was waiting for it.
Fuck.
Can I just roll one?
No. Just kidding.
Why did I use that one?
It's amazing.
Okay. So then, what did you get?
17.
So you fail, you take 26 points of fire damage.
I'm resistant, though, so does that do anything?
The absorb elements is done, unless you want to cast it again.
How long does it last?
It's just the one attack.
Okay, never mind then.
Okay, so you'll take the full 26 fire damage. Abby, you'll take an 8th of 26.
Yeah, well.
Which is 3. You take 3 fire damage, Abby. What'd you get, Libby?
7.
7. So you'll take 26, but you're resistant, so 13.
I'm just gonna, like, as it's coming at me, I'm just gonna, like, close my eyes, smile, and say, worth
it. Elena, you'll take...
I got fuck. That's
yeah, so
got.
You
you
take
got
26, and then take 13.
No, I took 6.
You take 6, because it's a quarter
it
of because it's a natural 20.
It's critical fail.
Okay.
I'm resistant.
The
oh, gotcha.
Phoenix,
oh,
as the guiding bolt shoots out of its beak, it explodes, in sending this wave of fire everywhere.
The salamander.
They're immune to fire damage, so it doesn't hurt them at all. The fire ignites flammable objects that aren't worn or carried, so you guys aren't like ignited by it.
I'm scared it's gonna get
the body disperses, kind of going up in ashes, and it leaves behind. You watch an egg-shaped cinder.
That's mine.
No.
No,
you are the least yours.
And
Elena's like right there, and we need to get it.
Yeah, and so the egg-shaped cinder lands on the ground.
You are the last person who
it's five,
have to take care of it.
It's egg-shaped, so it's all, like you could fit it in like the palm of both your hands.
Is it hot?
It's like a bird egg.
Oh, yeah, it's
it
an
is.
Ember.
It is hot. It's like you see. It looks like it's made of volcanic rock, and there are cracks of like magma surrounding the egg, glowing and kind of pulsing. So this egg lands on the ground in front of you.
Is it hot enough to like deal damage?
Yeah. You can feel the heat. You're 10 feet away from it, Elena, and you can feel the heat
gloves.
From there.
Hypothetically, what would happen if I put it in the handy haversack?
Set
it on fire.
Living things in the handy haversack, and it's an egg.
Okay.
So I think it's alive, technically. Are eggs alive, though?
I also don't
they
want
have
to
living
burn
things
everything
in
them. In
there.
Like if it's a fertilized egg.
So that was Libby's turn. Glad I bought this little toy for that. Now I got a cool little Phoenix toy. I don't know what to do with it, but. After Libby, it is Lyle. There are still 3 salamanders left.
One is right next to you. And I'm
mine's
grappled or something, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to try and break free of that.
Okay. So it's DC 14, and this is your action to break out of it.
What do I... What?
It's an athletics check.
Athletics check? Okay.
I'm
not very good at athletics, but... Oh, yeah, funny, so.
But
you don't have to be with that kind of
roll. With natural 20, I'll say you got to use your bonus action to break out of it. So you still have an action.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's pretty cool. You got natural 20.
Wow.
You kind of like swell up
the
with your muscles and pull yourself out of the
you
tail of the salamander that had wrapped
things.
Around you.
Okay. And then I have lightning arrow charge.
Yeah.
So I'm within its melee, though, so it's going to be at disadvantage if I fire, right?
Right.
Or you can take a step back and take the opportunity attack.
Yes,
I
will do that.
And then opportunity attacks are actually made with disadvantage against me.
Oh, okay.
So I, like, escape the horde.
Oh,
nice.
Oh,
nice.
Did you say you escape the horde?
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a specific thing, yeah.
I didn't just make that up.
That's still a 19.
Oh, yeah, it hits.
Okay. So he'll spear you.
Yeah, he will.
Not. 30,
that's
13 oh, yeah, well.
Piercing damage and 1 fire damage.
Oh, okay. And then I'm going to fire at it with lightning arrow.
Okay.
And let me see how much damage.
So you can make the attack and then he also makes a dex save, right?
It's dexterity.
15?
Oh, it succeeds. So it takes 48 lightning damage and then a half. So 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage.
Okay. Do I get another attack since I get 2 attacks per action?
Yes.
Alright, I'm gonna fire it again with my bow.
We are cleaning up.
13.
Misses.
Okay.
Alright, so you break free, take a step back, pull back your charged lightning arrow and fire it.
Let me draw a little hallway on the map there, so you'd actually be like there, because it goes back like that.
I got this one.
Step back, let loose your lightning, and then shoot another arrow, and it clatters off the stone wall. 7. It is the salamander's turn. It's going to move back up to you.
We just back off.
It's going to go with its tail, but that's a 9, so
yeah.
It's going to miss.
Watching Jedi fight, just keep
then it's
going
to try to spear you, and that's a natural 1. So you...
It's holding the wrong end of the spear.
You're just like Matrix in here, dodging out of the way. Libby, the salamander by you is going to reach out with its tail. 25 to hit.
Yep.
You're barely alive, Ryan.
Yep.
13 bludgeoning damage.
He's going to fall unconscious.
Yep.
And that's 12 halved to 6 fire damage.
We killed the phoenix.
Yep.
Exactly. He had 6.
Yep, I am unconscious.
Oh. So as it...
I'm going to fall like this, though.
That priest must be
falls
like,
lost, holding a little finger.
Kind of wraps its tail around you and squeezes tight, and it's just too much, the heat and the pressure from it, and you fall, expending like all the energy in the guiding bolt. It just takes you down, and as you fade away, you hold up the double middle fingers and you slip into unconsciousness,
and you whisper,
"Fuck you."
Diana, that one still has you grappled, so it's automatically going to do its tail attack on you.
I just wasted this huge healing spell.
12
bludgeoning
damage.
I mean, you killed the phoenix, so I don't think it was wasted.
12 bludgeoning damage. And 10 half to 5 fire damage. And then it's going to make the spear attack an advantage against you because you're grappled. I didn't roll that well, though. Oh, but 14.
Yeah.
So. I don't need to roll that well. So 9 piercing damage. And 6 have to 3 fire damage.
All right.
That's the salamanders. Phoenix is gone, so Elena, it's your turn. Are you on fire?
Yeah. So I'm going to put...
You'll take 9 half to 4 fire damage.
Okay. And I'll put myself out.
Okay, so that's your action.
Yeah. And then I'm going to move and look at the egg. What? Is it just still?
I guess it's chilling.
It's still
there.
Just
yeah,
chilling.
Yeah, it's still just chilling there.
Okay. Then I'm going to move 5, 10, 15, and end my turn there.
Okay, great. That's Elaine's turn. You look at the egg. It's still doing egg stuff. And then you turn, run, and emerge from the smoke on the other side of the salamander that's grappling Diana. Diana, it's your turn.
So...
charge the enervation ray again.
Yes. 12 plus 8 is 27.
Just
27
the
points of damage. That is enough.
And take the
so as you,
and then we
have
a phoenix and
the
sword,
time.
And then we can
throw
out
the
animals.
No, but
let's
just
pump the innovation ray one more time. Pull the energy
really
out of
it.
We can raise it as our own.
It
drops dead in
it's
front
not
of you.
An animal to be kept.
He's gonna
well,
keep
then
it.
Why are we giving it to Roseanne?
I mean, it's not gonna be a pet. He's not keeping it as a pet. He's,
keeping it as a zoo animal.
Yes,
well, is that really any better?
It looks like he treats animals very well.
I would treat it
as
well.
If Daenerys can take care of a dragon, we can take care of a phoenix.
No, I am in agreement with Libby.
Anything else, Diana?
We are the mother of
phoenix.
I'm gonna
move over to this guy, hopefully, draw his attention.
So cool.
If I don't blink, I do blink though, so I disappear. Please don't fight. Make us fight.
Diana kills
animals.
A salamander, runs
well,
out,
then
and then
have a
boom,
phoenix
disappears.
And
yes. We won't though.
If
we
just took a phoenix,
do you see how
we so
Ave, it's your turn. There's 2 salamanders left.
Yeah,
one that just
done
Libby.
Cast Tidal Wave on the one that downed Libby.
Okay.
No.
That's a 20 on his dex save, not natural.
So
does it hit me too?
No,
she can angle it so it doesn't.
10, 5, 6, 16 plus 2 is
18,
half to 6. 18, half
to 6.
Or no, it's 9. Sorry.
It's 9.
Okay.
And that's it. I'm going to stay in that water bubble.
So from within your water bubble, you pull down a wave of water that crashes down on top of it. It manages to not fall prone.
Yes.
Libby, go ahead and make a death saving throw.
Fail.
Okay, so one failure, Libby. Lyle, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm gonna use I'm gonna cast Hunter's Mark on it as my bonus action.
You can move it from the Phoenix to him, because you had already cast it on the Phoenix.
Oh.
So you can use your bonus action to move it to him if you
okay.
want.
Okay. Yes, I'm gonna just move it to him.
Okay.
So he's gonna distribute six if I hit him, and I'm gonna fire at him with my longbow.
Okay. Remember that the cold is doubled for him.
Oh,
so
it is.
Whatever you roll for the cold damage will be doubled.
Her face right there was the epitome of the surprised Pikachu. Like, that's exactly what it looked like. 19.
19 hits.
Okay. So it's going to take a d8. 11 points, and then it's going to take another d8 of gold damage, which is 4. Okay.
Which is double d8.
8.
So
yeah.
That's 11. And then the d6 for Hunter's Mark.
Oh, yeah.
So we're at 19 total right now, and then roll a d6 for Hunter's Mark.
Goodbye.
3.
So 19 plus 3, 22.
Yeah.
It's still up.
Okay, and then I'm going to use my second attack.
Okay.
To attack it again the same way.
Oh, did you back up so that...
Oh, yeah.
Which direction? Into the cave or further down the hall?
I kind of going to move, around, back towards the cave.
Okay. There? Is that
yeah.
good? Okay. So it'll do an opportunity attack, but it'll miss because that's a 10.
Okay, that misses. So you can hit it again.
Yeah, so go
no,
ahead.
I miss. I got
11. 11 on the second attack, yeah. So you backpedal into the cave, shoot an arrow, striking into the shoulder of the salamander, hisses at you, that like fire snap and crack language. And then you pull back and shoot a second arrow that just goes down the hallway.
It's just like cursing at you.
You okay.
Kill this guy.
That is
now it's
turns.
Their turn.
So it's a salamander's turn. It's gonna move past Libby.
Amazing.
Move past Libby's unconscious body toward Elena.
I
didn't think
saw it in your eyes.
I didn't think about it, but it didn't. It wouldn't make sense.
It
would not make sense for an attack. You're not a threat to it anymore. Okay, so it's gonna go for Elena. That is 15 with a tail attack against you?
No!
15 misses. It reaches out with its tail and you hit it with the butt of your sword, knocking it out of the way. It's going to go and try to spear you. 15 again.
Nope.
So then as it reaches with its spear, you come and deflect it out of the way with the life drinker long blade.
These things are very smart. You could, like, let me leave or I'll kill your friend.
So then the other salamander is going to move, slither up back towards Lyle. Going to try to grab you again. But that's a 10, so
oh,
it doesn't tail you. And then here's a spear, 25 with the spear.
Yeah.
Ha! Suck it now.
13 piercing damage. And 3 fire damage. That's their turn. So, Elena, your turn.
Okay. I'm going to attack the one in front of me, and it's
okay.
No longer a disadvantage.
No longer disadvantage.
Okay, well, that's a critical fail on one of them, but it's a 27 on the other one.
Okay, yeah, 27 hits.
So that's 21 damage.
It looks super weak, barely hanging on as you come and stab through it, pull out your blade from its torso, dripping with its blood, kind of like a oily, almost like the drink that you... that you consumed on the ship. Kind of that oily gasoline texture dripping from your blade. It's just barely hanging on.
And then I'm going to use Balm of the Summer Court as a bonus action. I think I can only do one, though.
Yeah?
I think I can only do one at a time.
Okay.
Because I can, I think I can use up to half, but I only have 30, so.
Yeah.
That's a d6.
I should have taken something.
And one temporary hit die.
Because it's better chance. We should be able to.
Oh, on living?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's 4 points of healing.
4 points
well,
of healing.
Well, three and then one temporary
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
So you hold out your hand, invoke your balm of the summer court, which don't use very often.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this.
It does almost nothing.
It's almost like it fritzes out. Like you use it, you're like,
oh my god.
A ring of golden flames kind of pearl, burns up around Libby, and your eyes open up, Libby.
I'm awake, guys.
Doing the death yo-yo.
Okay. Anything
you're
else?
So smart.
No.
Oh my god.
Right.
Okay. Diana.
Death word on myself.
You pop back in.
Yes, I do.
Up here.
How bad does that guy look? Does he look like super bad?
He looks super bad.
Okay. So I will do magic missile.
Okay.
Let's hope he's doing that bad.
Potentially. Depends how well you roll.
Ooh, I will spend a sorcery point to reroll. Okay, so 4, so that's 9, that's 12 points of force damage.
12 points of force damage is enough.
He was
hold out and shoot magic missiles at the salamander that had previously grappled you and was in front of Elena. The three darts punch into him and his body falls limp, lifeless on the ground. Ave, there's one salamander left. You see, like, just on the
I'm
outside of your dome of water.
Lift up the water off of me and then pull it down on him and tidal wave.
Cool, cool. That's 13.
So he fails.
So are you ending the.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that is 12 points of damage, and he's prone if he's not dead.
He's not dead.
Okay.
He's just barely hanging on. So you kind of move your hands around again, still like Katara.
Very
bad.
Very like.
Bring your hand up in the air, the dome transforms into wood and water, and then you pull your hand down, dropping the wall of water on top of him.
I used all my fifth.
You
used
kind of like a just prepare, like, control water. And just
pulling him down prone. Avi, that's your turn. Libby, you're conscious again.
Well, can I also cast. No, I can't do healing word also, though.
Right.
Because it's not bonus.
It's,
or,
yeah,
not,
it's
a
not a cantrip.
Right, okay, never mind.
Stay where you are?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Libby, it's your turn. You're up, thanks to Elena's Balm of the Summer Court.
So I'm going to get up. Is this within 60 feet of me?
Yeah, it is.
So I'm going to do, first, I'm going to do Toll the Dead.
Okay, so it'll make a wisdom save. 8.
Ha! That doesn't do anything. Okay. Where's the funky looking ones? Okay. Eight, 9, 10. Yeah, 14.
14. So you pull yourself up. As you're standing up, you hold your hand out and
just
kind of pull a fist in towards yourself. And the bells start ringing. And it falls limp, dead on the ground.
Motherfucker.
So,
are we just running straight out of the cave back to the boat?
Well, we gotta get the egg first.
Yeah,
I need to know if I'm healing myself.
You guys have slain the phoenix and the salamanders that were here worshiping it.
Ooh. I'm gonna. Well, I specifically requested that gloves be in the herbalist kit. What kind of gloves are they? Are they like heat resistant gloves? Like,
they're not like oven mitts,
they're
no.
Like,
they're just to keep.
Well, not oven mitts.
Well, I know what you mean. But they're just like simple leather gloves. They're just to keep like any poisonous excretions from the plants off of your hands.
Okay, that's better. Well, then that won't work to carry the egg. Maybe Diana should
maybe
try
we
to
can
take
pull
it up.
It off.
I'll go, if she says that, I go, pick it up.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Does it hurt her, or? I mean, she's resistant.
Yeah, she's resistant. It'll still do damage.
Oh.
Like damage.
Sorry,
like she continuously holds it, or like initial.
Is it hot enough to like burn through stuff, like through bag fabric?
So you take 12 points of fire damage. That is halved. It's
half.
25 half to 12.
Oh god, drop it.
Not
hard though. Just set it down. Don't hurt it.
I pick it up and I lift up my dress and I start put it.
Oh,
egg in
it'll
it.
Burn through
it's
your dress.
It's blazing hot.
Oh,
it's described. It's described as blazing hot.
Don't do that.
Okay, I didn't know it was blazing hot. I'm gonna move over. I'm gonna just move to the center of us and like put it in the center of a circle of us.
If
and let go.
Wait 4 hours, I can make a bowl out of rock to carry it in.
That okay,
that
could be useful.
But I used a lot of spells, so we have to wait 4 hours. And then Lila and I were talking, and I think we can just teleport back to Roseanne's because we have
but
the
they
paintings.
Don't, we should tell them at least.
No, it's fine. They're going to leave anyways. They're going to assume we're dead and leave anyways. But we can teleport back to Roseanne's because we have the paintings from his place.
Hang on.
So we can just teleport back there.
Hang on.
I have two daggers. We could try to pick it up with two daggers.
I think that's dangerous and we might drop it.
Yeah, so let's just... We can wait.
I'm going to try... I'm going to hold up my ring and I'm going to be like, I dream of Jeannie!
I'm going to go look
okay.
for... You're going to fucking call a genie?
As you hold up your
oh
ring, the smoke kind of pours out of it, forming the genie blue-skinned turban on, pointed goatee. And he kind of is sitting there, his arms crossed, and he says, hello!
Oh,
what can
God.
I do for you?
Can you either pick this up or use your air magic to make it float?
I believe I can make that work. And he snaps his fingers and a little whirlwind comes and is holding the whirlwind.
Okay.
Don't drop it, please.
Teleport us.
How many beings can I teleport at a time? I know it says it somewhere.
You did it with Lorelei.
I think it's
eight.
You and seven willing creatures, but let me look first because I could be wrong.
So that's six, yeah.
Well... Oh, there's six of you there, is what you mean. I thought
well,
you were telling me the math, and I was like, that's not correct.
Well, me, plus these four,
no,
plus
I
the genie
I understand where the number came from now. I thought you were...
Is the egg a willing creature?
It's not an unwilling creature.
You and
it's
an eight willing creature.
Oh, okay.
So you can
fine,
teleport
then.
Nine people total.
Okay, then let's just teleport back to Roseanne's.
Okay, I'm going to cast Sending to the pirate captain, or the ship captain, if I have any spells left.
Yeah.
And just say,
hey, we're leaving, bye.
Got the egg, killed everyone on way home. Good luck.
What? You not even
you should have said we are leaving our own.
Yeah, you have 25 words, you know that.
Okay.
Right?
Teleporting, see you suckers later.
Why?
Okay.
See you, suckers.
And then...
What if we fucking can't teleport and we get stuck here?
Sending has
we
been cast.
We should be able to teleport.
Well, we're about to find
it. And now...
Why
come back.
Yeah, you can pass back. Come back. Wait.
Yeah, come back, we suck.
I don't know why we wouldn't be able to.
I don't know why we wouldn't be able to either.
Yeah, we have items from
yeah,
the location.
Yeah, you have the paintings.
So,
okay, so are you doing it?
Well, yeah.
Okay, hold on tight, Jeannie.
All right.
Don't let go of the egg.
So you guys kind of gather in a circle around
the
egg in the whirlwind. Link hands. Someone's got to touch the egg.
I will.
Okay.
Oh, I can
reach
myself.
Out, touch the egg. So you'll take another...
Oh, my God. Don't like it.
So 12 fire damage, that is halved. So 12 fire damage as you place your hand on the egg. And you guys feel that gut-wrenching pull as the shadows swirl out from Avi's cloak of shadows. The shadows wrap around you. You feel that pull. And you guys, in a cloud of shadows, disappear. And where exactly are you teleporting?
Into Roseanne's museum. Where the paintings were from.
Okay.
You appear.
Did we make it?
In the museum.
I think it's guaranteed if you have an object from the place.
Yeah, associated object.
Yeah, then it's
100% chance.
So when we appear, is the whirlwind still going on? Is the genie still?
Yeah, he'll keep the whirlwind going.
Okay, because I don't want to be like, do I have to try to grab the egg before?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Thank you, genie.
So you guys appear in the museum,
mm-hmm.
And so you are standing in that long hallway. The brass walls around you, various magic items on the walls around you. Again, you see the apparatus of Kowalish, that lobster-looking vehicle that Libby and Diana have their painting in. And you see all the other magic items in their cases. The domed ceiling with the obsidian glass and the colored lights casting various colors around the room. And it there's no one else around you. But through the doorway and in kind of like the chamber around the corner that Ruzan had come out of, you hear the sounds of fighting.
Ah, man!
Okay, just once again, I would like to say I didn't just, that we just kill Ruzan. And
we are all scared.
And the baby phoenix.
You hear
Ruzan!
You hear
yeah.
the clanging of blades.
I also
think
he
might already be
it's the pale man! He's here for the sword! I go in. I'm running.
Oh,
come on,
okay,
Jack.
Go.
Okay.
Fuck,
oh, God.
You're right. I did not make that connection.
I'm still
in
sword.
Oh, my God.
Sword.
We're so weak from that.
Yeah, we are. I was fine before I touched the head. I mean, not spell-wise, but...
Fuck.
I swear to God.
What a
Norn.
Waste of a journey.
God, I'll hold it. You do your thing.
Oh, here we go. I figured that. That was harder than you. Okay, so
swear
you guys
fuck.
Fuck, no.
Rush through the hallway into the foyer, and you see the double doors that were his throne room, kind of barely ajar. Libby, you push them open, and open up into the throne room of the Thunderforge stronghold.
Fuck.
I swear, if I don't get this fucking sword,
we worked so hard for it.
God damn it, Norn.
We all hate you right now. We don't even know what's going on.
Oh my god.
Oh, what about the dogs?
My dog. What about the baby phoenix that we just have floating in this tornado over here?
You should tell the genie to keep.
Just throw the egg and then
genie
yeah, be like, we'll
the genie follows your orders.
We'll throw the egg and then be like, throw
the
sword!
We're like, by the way, genie,
okay.
If you vanish, you should take the egg with you and raise it. And then have a beer.
And then bring it back so we can also raise it.
No.
Let me get out.
I am so fucking nervous.
Just fucking fight with us. And
remember the promise you made me?
We're screwed.
What the fuck is that?
What the
it's
fuck
a
is
a
that?
Oh. I immediately panicked. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh shit,
no,
we're locked in.
This guy
is
Ruzan.
Well, I don't think any of us
is Ruzan that big?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a genie, just like the genie we have.
Oh,
yeah, he's a fire genie.
I forgot he was a genie. I just thought he was one of the normal fire people.
No, he's a fire genie.
Oh, okay.
And actually, a lot of the denizens of the fire
okay,
are
back fire
genies.
Okay, I take back my idea
that
we should fight them. I don't want to fight a fire genie.
Okay.
Yeah,
then let's kill him or is it?
Well,
I don't know how to fight him. Let's fight a baby phoenix.
I thought he would be a normal person.
No big deal.
Genie,
and
if you had to kill another genie, would you be upset?
Dies
his
hellhound
when
you
yeah, these are
in
Africa.
He betrayed us.
So
no,
these,
I think they're the dogs.
Yeah, so those. Those lions are the hellhounds.
What is he fighting?
Is the pale man here, or is it just his like? The
oh god!
Oh my
god!
God. Fucking Norn!
Norn,
are you Diana?
Guys, we're so weak right now.
Yeah,
I am at least.
I'm not looking great either.
Oh yeah, I'm looking
that's
great.
That's not the pale man.
We should have rested before we pop the fuck in here.
That ain't the pale man. So.
No, because then they would be
so
dead.
You see a gold dragonborn.
Just one.
No, I'm getting on.
Oh, okay.
A gold dragonborn? Does he have
scars? Like,
does he look like a pirate?
He does look like a pirate.
He's fucking working with the pale man.
He's wearing pirate regalia. You see on his cloak is the symbol of
a skull, half of it gold, half of it white.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Why'd you have to fucking kill Okeanos? He would be so fucking useful.
He would be,
hate you, Jake.
He would be really thrilled right now. He'd be like, I can finally get revenge
on
my lover.
Oh my god.
You're the worst.
I can't believe this is the guy who's sex.
Hey, we almost had Okeanos back. Libby almost died.
Oh my god.
But Okeanos doesn't just fucking appear out of nowhere. Like, we have to go to the Shadowfell, trade for him. Is the pale man here?
No. You do
just
not see
his,
the pale man.
Just the people he works with. Jesus.
We can't fight this many people.
Do you think Roseanne will be mad if we hurt him in this fight? No, he's in the middle of all of them, and all my spells are like area.
So,
we just need to fuck him.
You see a gold dragonborn dressed in pirate regalia here.
He's so pissed right now. I wish I was with you.
He's got the a cloak on him that has a symbol of a skull, half of it white, half of it gold. And as he is fighting, you see. Make a perception check, guys.
Nat 20.
Okay. Diana, you see on his like as he swings 24. With his battle axe, you see on his forearm the symbol of a sword with a broken blade. The symbol of the pale man.
Immediately.
Yeah, recognizable immediately.
So mad.
They're surrounding.
I see that. I still have a panic attack.
What's
that? Did you not see it?
Yeah, but Courtney has to be done at 5:30.
And this is where we're gonna end the episode.
Really? No, I wanted that fucking sword!
Yeah. So, you guys, and Roseanne is wielding it. Roseanne has the Kopesh, Scorchlight, the Devastator in his hand as he's fighting an army of gnolls in here as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 gnolls.
And then teleport us out.
Yeah, he's not gonna.
Like humanoid hyenas, they're, barking and.
Dude, I have 35 hit points.
I have 22.
No,
I have 27.
I have 46.
I have a decent amount of hit points, but I don't have any spells.
Well, it's a good thing we didn't do a long rest.
We are so fucked. Yeah, because I'm gonna be dead.
And then we decided to teleport instead of do the ship.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so don't long rest your characters because we're gonna need them exactly as they are when we play again. Yeah, we'll end there.
We can do it.
We'll end there with that.
God damn it. Okeanos would be so fucking thrilled right now.
But you had to be dramatic.
Yeah, that was your bad.
So,
well,
thank
we also
you.
Needed a healer, honestly. Like,
yeah.
We would have died 500,000 times by now.
Oh,
that
lobster
sucks.
Oh my god.
So, everyone, thanks for listening to Dungeon Stories. We'll pick back up there next episode with that chaos. The best way to help us out, help out our podcast, is to share with friends and family and anyone else. Let them know because we got some crazy stuff coming. Coming our way. Keep your eyes peeled for the Dungeon Stories YouTube. We're going to start putting out some content there that we're pretty excited about. So keep out looking there. And thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.